did kids used to sleep on what?
Pallets.
On the floor.
On the floor.
Was that good for you?
Yeah. I reckon it is. I slept on the pallets many nights in my life.
Good for your back.
Kid. No, I don't know if it hurts you.
Now, you might say we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very
fertile. Rich.
Yeah. Tell me, I wondered if you could tell me about the land around here. Can you tell me something about the land and the types of land you had, the types of soil you had?
Well, now, around up in here, it's all a loose sand soil. And it takes lots of fertilizer to make a good crop on it.
Mm-hmm.
But you can put fertilizer enough on it and raise anything. And down this creek here, 3 or 4 miles, there's a strip of black land. It's a kind of a gumbo land.
Yeah.
And they call it the prairie. Prairie.
Prairie?
Yeah. It was, they called it the prairie. I don't know why, but I reckon they called it, it was open. It didn't grow much timber and bushes. It didn't grow much crops either.
Yeah.
They had people all went crazy about it and farmed it. They were nearly all in a farm. But they used to work that black land here when I was a boy and buy corn for my daddy to feed their team on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember one time, of course I don't reckon I ought to tell that.
Go ahead.
There's an old man down there, he is awful tight, old man. He's a good old man.
What do you mean by awful tight?
Stingy.
He was a tight wad?
Yeah. And he come up here, buy some corn from my daddy. My daddy made always made lots of corn. And they went out to the corn crib to get corn, and the old man asked him if they could sell a bushel to the barrel. And he told him, yeah, they could sell a bushel to the barrel. Well, he had to measure up a barrel and shell it, shook it and shell it, see if it could sell a bushel. And it shelled a bushel and a gallon. And my daddy figured up that gallon and made the old man pay for it. He bought 15 or 20 barrels, and that made 15 or 20 gallons, you see.
Extra. Yeah, your father was a good businessman then, wasn't he?
Yeah. When he, the old man, was so tight, he wanted to see if he for sure had to sell a bushel. He sold a bushel and a gallon, and my daddy figured up that gallon and charged him.
A man like that, you say he's a regular
chiseler.
Chiseler? Well, what's the difference between a tight wad and a chiseler and a miser?
They're all the same.
They are?
Yeah, they're all the same.
What about a person who had lots of money but never always wanted to get it out of other people?
Well, I don't know just what to call him. A chiseler, I reckon.
Okay. But, you know, the other types of land you had. What about the elevation of the land? Tell me the names you had for where the land was high or low or something like that.
Well, this here hilly land is high land, you know.
Uh-huh.
But these here low places like that right out there, that's a we call it a flat.
Mm-hmm.
See that right in